Everyone has intrusive thoughts. I'm going to keep reminding you of this throughout the challenge. It's so important for you to believe that they are both common and normal. At the same time, for most people, intrusive thoughts don't turn into a huge problem because they don't react to them with fear. Intrusive thoughts either persist or go away based on a person's response to them. To recover, you will have to stop responding to the thoughts in fearful ways that feed them. Let me show you what I mean. Close your eyes and imagine with me. I want you to do everything in your power to not think about a purple tiger. You can think about anything else you want, but whatever you do, don't think about a purple tiger. Put all purple tigers out of your mind. Okay? How did that go for you? What happened? I'm going to guess you couldn't stop thinking about a purple tiger. You did everything you could to put the image out of your mind by telling yourself to stop, but the more you tried to ignore it and push it away, the stronger the image became. And this is exactly what happens with intrusive thoughts. By telling yourself to not think about them, you make them stronger. By fighting against them out of fear, you make the problem worse. Let's explore this further by looking at two different people who have the exact same intrusive thought, but respond to it in different ways. We'll call them Mary and Beth. Mary is chopping garlic in the kitchen. She looks over at her son and imagines herself walking over and stabbing him. Mary stops chopping for a second and thinks, "Wow, where did that thought come from? That was really weird. Whatever. Now, where did I put the coriander?" She goes back to chopping and doesn't think too much about it. The thought was weird, but she knows she would never hurt her son. She has similar thoughts a few other times, but she doesn't pay much attention to them. The thoughts soon go away. Then there's Beth. Beth is cutting bread when she imagines herself going over to her son and stabbing him. Beth freezes and thinks, "Oh my gosh, what is wrong with me? How could I ever have a thought like that? I'm a terrible mother. I can't think like that." She goes back to making dinner and starts obsessing over what that thought means about her. "Am I going crazy? I love my son. Why would I even think that thought? It must mean something is wrong with me. Maybe I'm going mad. If anyone knew what I was thinking, I'd get locked up." The more Mary tries to stop thinking about this thought, the more the thought intensifies. Let's break these scenarios down. Two people, Mary and Beth, had the exact same thought, but they responded in different ways, and that made all the difference. Beth went on to develop a huge anxiety problem, while Mary did not. Beth's thought intensified and persisted because of how she responded to it. She made the thought into a huge deal and believed it meant something about who she was as a person. Because the thought bothered her so much, she began paying a lot of attention to it, which made her more and more aware of when similar thoughts occurred. Her paranoia over the thoughts increased over time, until she was having them constantly throughout the day. It's very likely that Beth's stress and anxiety level was much higher than Mary's before she had that intrusive thought. Her mind and body were highly sensitized, giving the intrusive thought a much more amplified effect. Do you have a similar experience with your intrusive thoughts? Think back to the first time you remember having one. How did you respond? Did you fight back because it bothered you? Did you believe the thought said something negative about you as a person? Did you scan for those thoughts constantly after having the first one? If you can relate, I want you to know that you can overcome this problem. You can change your response to these thoughts and stop them having such an effect on you. Even if you've had these thoughts for years or decades, you can begin the process of recovery today. I want you to take a piece of paper and write down your most common intrusive thoughts, and then write how you have been responding to these thoughts in the past. What are the typical responses you have? What things do you tell yourself when you have these thoughts? It's really important to become aware of how you've been responding to date so that in the future you can avoid falling into that same trap. The opportunity for healing, as Viktor Frankl used to say, is in the gap between stimulus and response. It's in that gap that you will choose a new and better response to intrusive thoughts. Tomorrow I will teach you that new response. Instead of pushing your thoughts away, you will learn how to take on a dismissive attitude towards your anxiety and diffuse the thought quickly. You will learn to stop fighting and start accepting. Learning this new response can lead to quick results. You won't recover immediately, but many people feel some level of relief right away. You do not have to live this way forever. Recovery is achieved in steps. So do your step for today and complete your writing exercise.